You listen to Old Guys Talk Metal and Sometimes Punk podcast. Thank you for tuning in once again to hear me, Bobby V's ranting and ravings. Last time I talked about, concert etiquette. This time I want to talk about concerts themselves, particularly concert prices, ticket price to go to a show. I know I, along with all my metalhead friends and punk rockers and rock and rollers and everybody else out there, loves to go to shows, support the bands we love, buy the merch, just get back to the scene after COVID, get back to what we like to love most is live bands and live music and sharing it with their friends and bringing their buddies, But today it's darn near impossible, and I'll tell you why. I should tell you why, you probably already know. The price of tickets these days is outrageous. Even the cheaper venues like the Marquee here in Arizona or smaller venues around the country, the price has skyrocketed. Now, these so-called arena shows, you would be able to sell an arm or leg or a kidney to get really good seats. If not, you're sitting in the nosebleeds. And it's still $150. So, I went online to find some tickets coming up for shows at smaller venues. And it's like $25 for the ticket, right? And then by the time it's all said and done, it's over $50 a ticket. Convenience charges, where heck that is, I have no idea. That's like from the 80s. And Ticketmaster loves throwing that out, the convenience charge. The convenience of what? Of what? Printing it out at home? That's my convenience? Or having it sent to our phone? Wow. It's our charges, our data charges. Getting the tickets come to our phone. I mean, we pay for the data plan, right? So what are we getting out of it? Nothing but a fee. So, it's pretty appalling and outrageous. I don't know about you good people out there, but I'm pretty ticked off about it. I think we need to do something about it. And we'll go into what the government was trying to do. But the whole, Taylor Swift thing, Heaven forbid, that the Swifties not get their tickets. But the problem with Taylor Swift and other bands is that it's hard to get these tickets. And fees are outrageous already. The face value, supposed face value, is already through the roof already. And then another thing that ticks me off is these little get in the queue, okay? The other day, a friend of mine was trying to get Pretenders tickets in California. He got in the queue, and the queue only holds 1,000 people. They told me he was 1,069. Is that crazy or what? And then they were nice enough, though, to tell him when it was officially sold out, when he was still in the thousands. Above 1,000 mark in the queue, like 159 or whatever, which is beautiful. Why have a queue for 1,000 people, and why put somebody in there for 1,069 when they never get tickets in the first place and waste their time? So, and there's no way to predict that, but it's so stupid. And back in my day, we went out to Ticketmaster. We sit up online to have a few beers or whatever and laughs just so we can get in line to get our, front row Iron Maiden tickets or tickets for Dio or anybody else coming to town. You stand out there and run to the ticket window at Ticketmaster, and you get tickets on the spot. No convenience fees, just straight up the tickets. Fantastic. Not happening nowadays. So an example of this, in the show I did see, because I'm not only a metalhead, but I love all kinds of music, and the band The Cure. You may know The Cure. If you don't, you should look them up. They want to make their upcoming concert very affordable for their fans, It's been a long time since The Cure toured. They want to have all the fans come out and enjoy the music once again. They're trying to make it more affordable for people to come out. So ticket prices for The Cure started at $20. $20 sounds fair, right? So imagine customers, when the $20 ticket came up with a $25 service fee. That's more than double the ticket. That's crazy. That's nuts. Like over 50% markup. That's nuts. So, the fans are, generally pissed off, which they should be, right? So the band, The Cure, tried to help things out by negotiating with Ticketmaster to refund the $5 or $10 to some of the fans. Some of the fans got it. A lot of them didn't. So there's a whole debate out there to be had about why the base price for concerts, upcoming sporting events like basketball or football, and baseball is getting outrageous, have skyrocketed. This isn't about that problem, really. We need to get serious instead about cracking down on fees and looking at ticket sale monopoly out there, which kind of ticks us off. Which brings in our friends, Justice Department of the United States government. So the Justice Department opened an investigation Ticketmaster and the owner, Live Nation, of course, Live Nation owns Ticketmaster, last November. So according to the New York Times, it is investigating whether Live Nation has abused its power over the multi-million dollar live music industry. Of course it has. That's foolish. There's a whole debate to be said about all of this. So members of the Antitrust Division staff at the Justice Department here in recent months contacted music venues and players in the ticket market, aka scalpers probably, asking about Live Nation's practices and the wider dynamics of the industry. Okay, so in addition to it, Live Nation officials came under fire during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in January. It would appear the topic is one of the few bipartisan efforts, which brought Republicans and Democrats together that are critical of this company, Live Nation. Okay, and Ticketmaster is under Live Nation, they own it, right? So Richard Blumenthal, but I don't know you, Democrat of Connecticut, summed it up when he told an executive at Live Nation, "I want to congratulate you and thank you for absolutely a stunning achievement on your part. You have brought together Republicans and Democrats in an absolutely unified cause to end these crazy fees and see what the monopoly is going on in the ticket world." So you brought everybody together, finally, for one thing they're agreeing on. Now I know out there there is free market people who say the market is determining what is acceptable. And if people are willing to pay fees, so be it. Of course, we're willing to pay fees if you want to go see the show. We're going to bite the bullet. Even though we're going broke and being impoverished, we still want to see our bands. But the free market only works when there's competition, people. There's no competition, there's no free market. And right now, it's not a free market. Live Nation has a monopoly, not on just the big sheds and venues, but on the smaller venues as well. So according to Fortune, over 90% of tickets aren't even released to the public. If you believe that, 90% of tickets are not released to the public. The majority of these tickets get allotted to credit card company promotions and secondary market brokers. There you go. If you ever look down at Ticketmaster or on Live Nation and look for tickets, you see, guaranteed secondary market, guaranteed certified reseller. Well, that's them. And who owns most of these brokers? Who owns most of these brokers, so-called brokers? Live Nation. If you can believe that, which I can. So when Ticketmaster and Live Nation finally releases that 10% of publicly available tickets, brokers' bots, their bots, snap them up. The average fan out there doesn't stand a chance of getting an affordable good seat anymore. I mean, it must be hit by lightning, I'm saying. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's just, there's so many huge shows coming. And I'm not a huge big fan of the sheds. I know Metallica's planning to see that out here. And I paid 2 Metallica tickets cost me like $1,800. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That is beyond ridiculous. And thank goodness I'm a single dude who can somewhat afford it. Even then, I didn't want to pay for it, but I'm kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place on that one. And I prefer actually to go to smaller venues out here, like the Van Buren or Marquee or, you know, it was in a financial theater, stuff like that. So whatever we got to do, I don't know, you know, we got to band together out there in this musical community, you know, and just say we had enough. I mean, people are actually going overseas to see bands play because it's cheaper. It's actually cheaper to get a ticket to fly to Europe and see bands play over there because there's no ticket monopoly. There's a set price on fees. There's a cap on ticket prices. That's what we need here in the United States. It's ridiculous to have to go over to Europe to see your favorite bands. I mean, I do it too. It's insane. So we have to stop this. Live music is coming back very strong, but they're really squeezing us for every dime we make. And I don't know about you people, but I'm a hardworking dude, and there's hardworking men and women out there who go to work every day, bust their butts, and just want some entertainment to see their favorite bands they know and love throughout the years, and maybe turn their kids on them, or significant other, or some buddies, or whatever, like I do. I usually take all my friends to shows, and I pay for the tickets. So, I mean, there you go. We have to stop this. I like to take more friends to these shows, but I can't afford it. So hopefully someday, the government will do something about this, stop this monopoly, and maybe another company will rise, take up the mantle of against the Live Nation. I don't know. But until then, I think we need to get out there, start a little movement, get on social media, tell everybody we know, write our Congress people, you know, talk up against the Live Nation, let the band see what's happening. More than not, they don't know what's going on. So I strongly recommend you're making your voice heard, please. Contact representatives, like I said, and senators in your area. Let them know you support this bipartisan effort to put an end to this monopoly we call Live Nation. And give the music back to us, the music lovers and true fans. So with that being said, I'm Bobby V. This is Old Guys Talk Metal Sometimes Punk Podcast. Thank you once again for listening and let me rant and rave. And please, get out there and make a difference. Take it back to the streets like we did in the 60s. I really appreciate it. Until then, peace out, and I will talk to you again and rant and rave once again real soon. Good night.